Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast away. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 27th of May, 2022. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. The Chief Secretary promises to change civil service negatives. News from the buses. And how are our finances, by the way? Belown roars back this evening. Watch out for monkeypox on the Isle of Man. And exactly how many people are coming for TT?
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Chanel Suku.
Fastamai. A 61-year-old woman who police were searching for earlier today is now in custody. Wendy Elizabeth Megson failed to appear in court on the 16th of May. Gough commissioners have opposed plans to develop Laxey's former Glen House nursing home. The proposal for 11 apartments with 6 parking spaces was approved by the planning committee. However, the local authority believe this parking provision is insufficient and will only add to existing issues. McAdoo Kawasaki is skipping this year's TT Festival. Meanwhile, Dunlop has had to withdraw its slick rear tyre range from its TT offering. In international news, 5 members of a gang which trafficked women from Poland and put them to work in brothels across the southeast of England have been sentenced in court. And authorities in Texas have been revealing some of the details of frantic 911 calls made from inside the school where 19 children and 2 teachers were shot dead on Tuesday. Officers have been criticized over their response time to the attack. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you. Chanel from the Ronalds Way Met Office. That strong wind warning still current for the North Irish Sea, but it is dissipating as the evening goes on. Your 3-day weather forecast tonight. Dry, partially cloudy, a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the northwest. It will decrease overnight to light to moderate, down to 9 Celsius. For tomorrow, Saturday, Chasan, dry and sunny with a moderate north-northwesterly. Daytime maximum 15. Dry overnight, minimum 9. Into Jaduni, Sunday, dry and cloudy, a little cooler, up to 13 Celsius. Sunset's 27 minutes to 10 tonight. High tide, 6 minutes to 11. Sunrise, 3 minutes to 5 tomorrow morning. Low water, 4 minutes past 5. And high tide, 2 minutes to 11.
The Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom will be closed during TT Race Week, reopening Monday, the 13th of June.
The Manx Government's Interim Chief Secretary has promised staff he'll work to change any negative culture within the civil service. Kuldrick Randall made the speech following a series of resignations and retirements after the decision of Dr. Roslyn Ransom's Employment Tribunal. Here's some of what he had to say.
I know that the time since the recent Employment Tribunal has been difficult for many, and the findings made tough reading. I also know that some media reporting and social media has made sweeping statements about the public service. That is unfair. There are over 8,000 public servants in the Isle of Man. I know that the vast majority of people in the public service are hard-working, honest, and turn up every day to do their best. The Chief Minister understands this too. I want to make sure that the work you do is recognised. It is critical that we celebrate our achievements, and I'm looking at how we do this in a meaningful way. I recognise that there is incredible talent, professionalism, and potential within the public service. But there are also some colleagues who may not have had the support or the work environment to be the best they can. This has to change. I want to start the process of making this a place where people are motivated and happy to come to work. I want you to be proud to tell your family and friends that you work for government. There is plenty that we need to fix. One thing on my mind is that every one of you needs to feel able to speak up if you're being treated badly or if you see something that's wrong. Government has to be a place where you can have your voice heard. We need to change the culture. That's not an easy thing to do, but I know that together we can do it. And we need to start now. I've asked all chief officers to find out where the challenges are, and that the only way to do this is by speaking to you directly and listening to your concerns. I'm going to visit every department so that you can speak to me directly, I want to hear suggestions or any complaints that you may have. I know I have a lot to learn about this role. I know I don't know where all the issues are that need addressing, but I am going to do my best to find out. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and my commitment to you is to be open, fair and transparent, and I'll do my best to update you as we go along. But we can only achieve this together.
It wasn't anticipated that post-COVID staffing pressures for the Isle of Man's bus service would have an impact on services, says the Infrastructure Minister, Tim Crookall, MHK, who's been talking to Phil Gawn.
It is a lot percentage-wise out of our workforce, but that's just par for the course across lots of industries at the moment. I mean, and I will use down at the airport, you know, the security guys, the baggage handling people, companies, they're all short. And it's not just here on the island, it's across at Manchester, Birmingham, and all the other airports as well. But it's just in general, there seems to be a shortage of people at the moment in workforces. And we have to deal with that as well as anybody. But unfortunately, ours has a knock-on effect to the service that we deliver to the public. And that's what hurts, because we can't deliver what we have said we've been, or what we have been delivering in the past. So at the moment, we're about 10 drivers short from, you know, filling those positions. But we've also got some off on sick, which is giving us problems. We are working and doing our best to try and solve that issue. And we've continued to do so right up and past through and beyond TT.
Was there any planning within the department in relation to post-COVID reigniting the economy, everything getting back to normal? Did anyone actually think about how this was all going to work?
Well, as far as services from our point of view was concerned, I mean, we've still had roughly, give or take, some of the drivers that have left and haven't been replaced, but we've still got the same workforce, so we just thought we'd be able to do it. But unfortunately, at this moment, we've got this hiatus of drivers on sick and or not having these positions filled, if you like. So that's given us a heck of a problem. So we're having to look at the services we are providing, and sort of we always do, as you'll know, change the service around TT. We'll look at that and what we think we're able to deliver and have the drivers to deliver that service. But it's going to be hard.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Pastor Maya, thanks for dropping by tonight. 23 minutes before 6. The Isle of Man's financial reserves remain solid, but government must remain sensible going forward, says the newly appointed Treasury Minister, Dr. Allinson, MHK. He's spoken to Manx Radio about his first week in his new job.
Busy. One of the aspects, obviously, being Department for Enterprise, has already had a lot of working relationships with Treasury, worked with Minister Ashford quite intensely over the economic strategy, and so learning the ropes of how Treasury works hasn't been too much of a struggle. But there's a huge amount going on at the moment in Treasury in terms of supporting people on the Isle of Man, given all the pressures that we've seen in terms of the cost of living.
What are the biggest challenges do you think you face as Treasury Minister in the present?
It is really short term, looking at the cost of living, looking at how we can keep consumer confidence going on the Isle of Man, particularly with the summer season coming up. We know that there are various skills shortages. We need to keep the economy going. We have an economic strategy coming forward to Tynwald as well, because what we're looking at is long-term investment and long-term growth in our economy. But short-term, we've got to support those people who are facing increased cost of living, particularly in terms of energy costs and transport costs.
Would it be a fair assessment to say that things financially for the island could get worse before they get better?
When you look at the island reserves, they're still solid. We're in a good position in terms of that. We've got liquidity should we need it. We've also, as you'll know, taken out a green bond as well to refinance some of the big expenditure, particularly in terms of Manx utilities costs and the new steam packet vessel. So we're in a good situation. However, we rely upon those reserves to create revenue and use that. And with the global stock market and the insecurity there, that has been very much up and down. I think people should remember that we're in a good financial position, but we still need to be prudent in terms of that. And part of the economic strategy is to invest in the country, invest in the people of the country, to make sure we have long-term economic growth and also address some of the inequalities in terms of income that we've got on our island.
After the news at 6 tonight, you've got a choice of listening on Manx Radio on our FM network, Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds, AM 1368 and Manx Radio Digital. You'll have the commentary team at Balloon for coverage of this evening's pre-TT Classic, as Balloon roars back into life for the first time since 2019. Phil Edge of the Southern Hunter Club explains how it feels to have racing back in the South.
Wonderful, Rob. It's been anticipated and disappointed, We were well ahead in 2020, then had to cancel it. Then 21, it was more or less a no-no from the start, but it's great that everything's coming together at last and competitors are already arriving, and it's got final course setups and rest of it, and can't wait for it to all action to begin on Friday evening.
I'm guessing that might fill you with a sense of pride and joy as well, even if you're just seeing little bits come together, seeing all, you know, seeing the stands set up, seeing all the bits around the corners set up and things like that, just seeing it come together again. That's, you know, it's something that hasn't been around for a while, has it?
No, and it is. It's been excellent, you know, as you say, like watching the course being reborn in a way, and, you know, and all everybody's efforts to help out and ensure that it will be prime condition.
Obviously, so many people know the TT itself over the fortnight, but what makes the likes of the pre and the post a sort of magical occasion within itself?
I think it's the unique atmosphere of the Sun 100 course. It's mass start racing. The nostalgia with the pre-TT enables the older people like myself to and others to rekindle memories from when the classic machines raced, and recall things like that for the younger generations, those that are very interested. It gives them some reflections on how the racing was in the 50s and the 60s.
Speaking about the course itself, is it in tip-top condition for when the racing starts?
Well, we're working hard on it, and it will be by come Friday evening and what have you. And another nice thing is with this is that beach buddies always go around and make sure any litter in the spectator areas and all around the course is all lifted before we start our event, which we're very appreciative on that side of it, but it makes the course even look better.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Mothership Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:07. She's safely on the Link Span in Douglas Harbour beneath Max Radio. We'll be leaving this evening at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure from Heysham, 2:15, back to Douglas at 6:00 tomorrow morning. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 3:30. She'll be on the Link Span by the Liver Building on the pier at about 6:15, departing Liverpool at 7:45, back to Douglas at 10:30 tonight. Tomorrow morning's departures, Mananan leaves Douglas for Liverpool at 7:30. Ben McCree departs for Heysham at 8:45.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
You're being urged to be vigilant for symptoms of monkeypox as the Isle of Man prepares to welcome thousands of TT visitors. Dr. Debashish Mandal is the genito-urinary medicine consultant at Nobles Hospital, and he says while the risk remains low, he does expect cases to be detected on the island.
The virus is spreading, although in small numbers, geographically, globally, and in the various countries of the UK and Channel Islands. So there would be cases, I suspect, and there is this event coming up here with the TT race where there would be a very high number of people, which are always breeding ground for anything to spread. So I think to answer your question, how concerned would we be? I think case by case, they seem to be relatively mild form of illness, except in three risk groups, which are children under 12, pregnant mothers, and immunocompromised people. The only concern that all of us have is that the uncertainty as to why, we don't know why this virus is behaving like this now, not in the past, or why it couldn't have happened in the future. So not knowing the exact nature of its spread, that's what is a bit of concern.
Could you just give me an overview of what people should be looking out for and what they should do if they do experience symptoms?
I'll answer your second question first. I think in the UK and also in the Channel Islands and here too, the advice is that if people have any concern or any rash, then they should either contact their GP or contact us in the sexual health. That's almost universal now.
16 minutes before 6, and breaking news on Manx Radio. In the past 10 minutes, it's been announced the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart, has left her role with the Isle of Man government and intends to retire. Dr. Ewart took up the post in December 2016 after serving as interim director for a period of 18 months. The interim chief exec, Kaldrick Randall says the role of Director of Public Health is hugely important to our community and will be advertised in due course. He thanks Dr. Ewart for her commitment and expertise during her time in post and wishes her well for the future.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
The Indian owner of Jaguar Land Rover is threatening to shift electric car battery productions to Slovakia if UK ministers refuse to offer taxpayer support for a UK gigafactory. Tata Motors has held talks with the foreign battery makers Northvolt and S-Volt Energy Technology amid a deadlock over state backing for a plant in the UK, which is key to its plans to go all electric by 2025. Tata's previously announced that the new electric models will be built at existing factories in the English Midlands and is understood to be in advanced negotiations about building a gigafactory near Bristol or Redcar in the northeast of England. Many of JLR's 30,000 UK jobs could be at risk if it opts for Slovakia instead. For a full Daily Market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Canadian aviation giant Bombardier says its new Global 8000 plane will be the world's fastest and longest range purpose-built business jet. It'll be able to fly 19 passengers at a top speed of 1,160 kilometers per hour. That's Mach 0.94 with a range of 8,000 nautical miles, some 15,000 kilometers. It'll hit the market in 2025 for $78 million a pop. The corporate jet market's been strong since the start of the pandemic as a favorite mode of transportation for the mega rich.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed higher, scoring a positive week. US stocks rose, setting the major indices on track to end a week-long losing streak. Oil was on track for weekly gains and gold rose as the dollar continued to weaken. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.25% at 7,585. The DAX in Frankfurt at 1.6% at 14,462. In New York City currently, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.9% at 32,937. Ramsey Crookall reporting the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 2.3% currently at 12,018, and the S&P 500 up 1.6% at 4,123. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.26.1, €1.17.7, and 19 South African rand 66.4. Finally, in commodities, gold's up 0.25% at $1,854 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude trading 1% up at $118.51.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Looks like a lovely weekend if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend is the relevant information. Sea temperature is 11 Celsius. The wind for tomorrow, Saturday, northwesterly, force 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Veering east or northeasterly, force 3 or 4 overnight. Wave height 0.5 to 0.8 metres. Wave period is 3 seconds. High water is 2 minutes to 11 tomorrow morning. For Sunday, the wind is east-northeasterly, force 3 or 4, backing northwesterly, 4 or 5, late afternoon. Wave height 0.5 to 0.8 metres. Wave period 3 seconds. And high water on Sunday is 24 minutes to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. manxglass.com.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Well, how many people are coming for TT? Well, the Steam Packets reported strong forward bookings for next year's event, but more than 34,000 are due to travel to the Isle of Man over TT fortnight. Tessa's got the detail.
Figures shared with Manx Radio show that the Steam Packet is expecting a total of 34,015 passengers to travel to the Isle of Man. That's between Tuesday this week, the 24th of May, and Wednesday, the 8th of June. It's expected reported that 13,315 motorcycles will be carried during that period, along with 4,843 cars and vans. The peak day for travel for vehicles is Thursday the 2nd of June. That's the spring bank holiday. And the peak day for passengers is the following day, Friday the 3rd of June, the Platinum Jubilee bank holiday. Brian Thompson is the Steam Packet's Managing Director. He's urging all those travelling to plan ahead.
Show up on time is the number one. Be respectful of each other and be respectful of the staff, because it is such a overcapacity, if you like, to what we're used to. The staff do a great job of coping with that and have done for a number of years, because we retain our staff for a number of years. So I think that message would be respect each other, respect the staff, and come and have a nice time.
Bookings for next year's TT, TT 2023, opened at the start of this week. So far, more than 10,000 passengers have provisionally booked a crossing, along with 6,000 motorcycles and 2,000 other vehicles.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.in.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with cycling, and Cycling Club Isle of Man will make its competitive debut next month. The organisation has confirmed its men's squad will be taking part in the Caja Ras Taltain in the Republic of Ireland from the 15th to the 19th of June. It'll take competitors from Dublin across to Clare in the west of the country before returning east and finishing in Louth. The event is considered one of the most prestigious cycling races in Ireland after being first contested in 1953. CCIOM team manager Conor Davies believes with the riders they'll be taking, we can go to the race and be in the mix. The news comes after the club announced it would be taking part in events in 2022 earlier this month. The men's squad will be the only team put forward this year, with the long-term aim to also have a full women's squad in future. And finally, taking a look at netball, and the development officer for Isle of Man Netball says it was superb to finally be able to celebrate the success of the sport after efforts to do so have been disrupted over the past few years. The organisation held its awards for both 2021 and 2022 in Douglas after plans for a ceremony last season were scuppered due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The 2021 Player of the Year awards went to Jane Ryder-Clegg in the Premier League, Rachel Osborne and Rebecca Pate in Division 1, and Tori Lease in Division 2. Meanwhile, for this year, the Premier League honour went to Ailish Brideson, Hazel Bailey in the Championship, Holly Charmer in Division 1, and Ellie Johnston and Lisa Collister in Division 2. There were also 15 accolades distributed for the Volunteer Awards across the last 2 years, including for Lifetime Achievement, Unsung Hero, Official of the Year, and Club Coach of the Year.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the next inbound, the 25 past 5, not in till 5 to 6, the Logan Air from Liverpool. Then it's the 5 to 8, inbound Logan Air, returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool. The 5 past 8, Logan Air from London City showing on time, as is the 25 to 9, EasyJet inbound from Gatwick. Departing on the Isle of Man, the 5:30 EasyJet to Belfast International went on time. 5:35 EasyJet to Manchester. The Logan Air 6 o'clock to Liverpool patient transfer planes delayed till 25 past 6. Then it's the last departure tonight, 5 past 9, EasyJet to Gatwick. The mountain roads one way, course direction from Ramsey Hairpin to Craignavar for the next 2 weeks till Monday 13th at 9:30. Cycling's prohibited on the mountain road for the next 2 weeks or so. The Belown's going to be closed this evening at 5 past 6 till about 20 to 10 for pre-TT practice and racing. TT course is going to be closed for the first qualifying session this Sunday, 29th. Closed from Barul Park in Ramsey at 11:15, Bungalow 11:30, and the rest of the course at 12:30. The Doon Loop Road's closed for the laying of replacement water mains. In Laxey, the bottom end of Monarca Hill's closed between Glen Road and Lower Cronkorry for that new surface water drainage system. In Douglas, Horden Avenue Lane's closed for scaffolding work. Castletown, Maloo Street closed near Ellerslie Garden. Castle Street is one way northbound for building work. And there are temporary lights in Port Erin on Upper Prom 24 hours a day for service connections and resurfacing work.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with... Keyside.
Pastor Mike, good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Manx Radio. This is Update. I'm Andy Wint, and it's going to be one of the biggest music festivals the Isle of Man's seen for over a decade. From tomorrow, around 139 acts, including Nile Rodgers, Madness, and Jesse J, will be taken to the 1886 Big Stage in Douglas. Jamie Thompson is the owner of 1886.
Some of the people have been wanted. Actually, three of the people we set out to get, we got them. Two or three of the people have actually asked us to come and play. But they actually worked out that their tickets is flying out every bit as much as everyone else's. So it's been absolutely brilliant.
And I've seen Bob Geldof on your Facebook page. He's obviously up for it.
Yeah, well, obviously he's a very controversial figure, but he's some boy.
That'll be quite a night, that one. Out of them all, who's the one you're most looking forward to seeing?
Have to be Rag & Bone, I think, would be one of my top choices. But they all are really good, like.
And as well as the international acts, you've got quite a lot of local bands coming on as well.
Yeah, over the whole 16 days, I think it worked out. There's 139 different acts on, including DJs. I think there's about 28 or 30 local bands is on the stage as well.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Chanel Soku. Producer Tessa Hawley. After the news at 6, you got a choice in listening. The FM network hosts Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds, AM 1368 and Manx Radio Digital. Join the commentary team at Bill Lowne for coverage of this evening's pre-TT Classic. Remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, like our videos, hit the bell, and receive notifications. Well, it's underway for the first time in over 2 years. Enjoy Belown, enjoy the mountain course, and above all, enjoy yourself safely.
WIN.